Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you are watching us from. And I forgot to open our tagline and all. Let me see. Hold on. We are Connie and Belle, and we are freelancing moms. And today is about building a life purpose-driven and freelancing business, which I hope is the right tagline that we're saying every week. But anyway... Our title for today's session is all about, let me put it out, 7 ways on how to include God in everything you do. This is applicable for both personal and professional, of course. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click live every Monday, Thursday, 1 p.m. Philippine time. So Sis Belle will share with us our schedule. Let me just check our YouTube channel if we are still live.
Yes, please do. So hello, good afternoon, good evening, brothers and sisters. So we go live every Monday and Thursday, 1 p.m. Every Monday we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to join us, and let's all start the week right by praising and worshiping every Monday at 1 p.m. And then Thursdays, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about interested to learn more about online thing, do catch us live every Thursday, 1 p.m. And tonight, we don't have a guest from the freelance industry, but we do this from time to time. So we hope that you don't get... So we just hope that you learn a thing or two from our episode today.
Yes.
And is it me or are you lagging, sis?
Yeah, we're lagging a bit. Let me just quit some of my... Anyway, again, our topic is all about, this is not about freelancing, but we can always apply it to our freelancing business aside from our personal lives. So... again, this is all about ways to include God in everything we do. So before that, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as our team, Christelle, and the rest of our families and our viewers. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the Father, the Son. Anyway, we're supposed to have a guest, but due to personal reasons, she cannot come, and we pray for her and the rest of her family. So tonight, we feel like, you know, discussing or talking about more about our faith, about God, because we've been talking about freelancing lately, our services, you know, how to find clients or whatnot. So this time we want to lean on the faith side because we are freelancing with faith. Let's not forget that this is not just about
who is faith.
Faith is not the name of the person, by the way. It's faith, which is belief. Anyway. So, our topic will be a little bit sensitive again. Excuse me. Because we don't want, since it's Advent, so we wanna, you know, discuss about faith, about our spiritual beliefs. So we want to share with you this because sometimes we forget the Creator, or we need more time for them. So if you're not, you know, spending time lately, why not spend time with us and discuss about it? This is our way of spending time with and sharing God as well. So let me just check my cheat sheet. I forgot. By the way, if you want to start your own virtual assistant business, oh my, this is hard. It's like I'm a three-man team. If you want to check my book, feel free to visit connyzabala.com/VA book. connyzabala.com/VA book. To find more information about this book, which is available in print or hard copy, ebook, audiobook, there. Anyway, so let's start. We are discussing how to include God in everything you do. It's just, I want to use we do, but due to keyword something, so we use you. But this is also applicable to us, not just you. It's applicable to me, to Sisbel, to all of us. So, of course, the acrostics, the acronym is back. So, since it's seven ways, it's under...
Yay!
Yep, it's under the believe. See, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. So, I hope that makes sense when we share it, when we share it later on. So, the reason that we are sharing this with you is... Let's just admit, as we are the only Christian country in Asia, if I mean, at least in a large percentage.
Predominantly.
What? Sorry, am I lagging?
Sometimes. I'm not sure if it's on my end. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Section yet. But anyway, let us know if we're lagging. If you can still hear. 50% of Filipinos are Christian, but I would say it's 99%. It doesn't necessarily mean Christian, it means other denomination, you know, but still we believe in God. So that one person perhaps is those atheists or agnostic or in this in that side of, you know, area, in this side of denomination. But the fact is, believing in God is not enough. So, and the other thing that we are really concerned about and something that we observe, it's always a misconception that anything to do with God is religious, because it's not. We are children of God. It's who we are, and including God is our response to His love for us. So including God in everything that we do, in everything, in every part of our lives, is our response to His love for us. So, oh my goodness, my phone. Anyway, peace. Anyway, so like, unlike the other topics that we discuss, this topic's actually for everyone. For everyone, no exemption. However, you don't need to do this all at once. So, since we're sharing 7 ways, take one way at a time. Take one step at a time. Okay, so because all of us, regardless if we believe in God or not, are children of God. So, there are no exemptions. There are no, whatever you did or you're doing in your life, you're still a child of God. Remember that. So, this is applicable to all of us. Okay, there. So, aside from the 7 ways that we are sharing with you, I think after discussing this, please do feel free to share your thoughts in the comments or in the live chat. We will all realize that having God in our lives is not really that complicated. And we might share something at the end of the session, so we hope that you'll stay with us at the end. There. So, my goodness. So, of course, we will start with the Bible verses. Actually, there are so many verses for today's topic, but we're sharing with you 3, just 3 of them, so that I hope that's enough to prove why we are doing this, why we are sharing this topic right now. So, from Matthew, let's see if I can share it. And Sis Belle won't see it, the viewers only. So, oh my goodness, I forgot the color. Hold on, let me just change the color because they won't see it. Sorry. I forgot to change this one, so please bear with me. Hold on. You're actually seeing the changes live. So there. From Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek God, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. So after that, there's another Bible verse that we will be sharing with you. Hold on, I'm still correcting it. So I'm actual change, because I forgot about our faces showing up, so the color is not good. Are we still good? My phone, I dropped my phone. My goodness. So the second verse is from Colossians chapter 3 verse 2, which says, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. And the other one is from Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in Him. So in Him is, you know, Jesus. Him is God. Anyway, so Sis Belle, it's time for you to talk, share your reflections and thoughts from these Bible verses.
Yes. So I can personally attest to the truth of the first verse. I'll be choosing that verse from the 3. Looking back on my past experiences as a freelancer, I noticed that everything goes smoothly for some reason when I really get myself connected to Him through His word.
It is in these times of being focused on Him that I feel that securing clients or getting client work done becomes easier. Like, I don't have to put much effort into it. It's like Him assuring me that I can trust Him on this, whatever it is that I need to do. And vice versa, when during those times when I feel like I'm drifting away from my daily prayer routine, these are the times that I feel out of sync, burnt out, or struggling to find clients. I can't really explain exactly, but I feel as though that sometimes these low or challenging moments are His way of giving me a nudge, and that He's encouraging me to find my way back and rest in Him. So there, that's my short reflection for the first verse.
I'm assigning you to be the one checking the live because I can't find my phone. I dropped it somewhere just to see if there are people commenting or if we're still good. So anyway, going back.
Okay.
my table is shaky, so I dropped my phone. Anyway, in my opinion, again, these verses are just three of the many, many, many reminders of how we should include God, even prioritize Him in our lives. In my opinion and experience, the best way to remember to include God in our lives is understanding and accepting the reality we are not. However imperfect we are, God will always have our backs. Because we are His children. So I would rather have a God who I know will take care of everything, especially those things I have no control of. If we understand how much God loves us, all these verses will make more sense. So as Belle said, sometimes it's inexplicable, is that the right term, when we share about God. But please do believe us when we share something. Because it's always personal there. Anyway, disclaimer, by the way, we are not sharing these Bible verses to say that this is all you need. This the verses that we are sharing is what you need, what you will read, but we want to remind you that this is our way of reminding you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing and personal journey. So before we go to the ways or tips to include God in our lives, let's have some short of reflection and think about who God is in our lives. Because if we didn't know who He is, probably it's the main reason we are not including Him in everything we do. So our question to you is, who God is to you? Who is God to me? So is really a God or a genie or a vending machine or part of a magic act? A kind of now you see, now you don't kind of thing. Sometimes He is in, but sometimes He is out of our lives. Anyway, I'm not sure what happened. I can't hear Sis Belle. But anyway, on my end, for me, God is too...
Hello, we're just...
What happened?
I'm trying to... Am I lagging?
Yeah, I only hear you now. I was waiting.
You're lagging on my end.
Now we know. Anyway, I'll just finish my part, and hopefully the lagging will stop as I finish my sharing. So again, for me, describing God or God, you know, is too
broad. Yes, Mike. I'll try to lag out.
okay, go. So again, as we wait
what?
For Sis Belle, because she needs to go out and in again. Anyway, again, God is too broad to be described in words. This is my opinion, okay? He is but not limited to my creator, my savior, my provider, my healer, my comforter. So I think any positive thing that you can think of is God. So a God who truly loves me and only wants to be loved back. So a God who truly loves me and only wants to be loved back. He is not selfish. He will always give me what is best for me, even if I don't know it. Sometimes you don't know it. That even if I'm imperfect, stubborn, forgetful, impatient, or disappoint him in many ways due to my selfish acts, he will always be there once I run back to him. So that's my description of God. And I hope that Isabel, that I am not lagging. As Isabel will share with us her thoughts.
The sound is now better, but your video is lagging on my end. Aww. Anyway, so God for me is a lot of things. Represents a lot of things. Anything that is good, that is God for me. But my favorite of all is that God is a loving father. He's not the authoritative or domineering one who keeps tracks of my mistakes. He's also not overprotective either, but rather someone who allows these mistakes to happen because I'm accountable to it. I'm the one responsible. So I can learn from them. And at the same time, he always makes me feel that he's always there for me, loving me patiently, regardless. So there. I hope I was clear.
Yes, I think that was clear. So I love that. I love that. You know, sometimes because we think, before we continue, I just want to share this. Because most of us think that if something bad happens or something, bad happens, we always blame God. And sometimes we need to look back what we did. Sometimes because the bad things that happen, I'm not saying this is in general. Some of the things that are happening badly to us is the consequences of our past actions. And it's not really God doing it to us. So I just want to share with that because Isabel shared it and I want to add something to that. So disclaimer before we continue with 7 ways. Just a disclaimer, what we're going to share with you doesn't mean we got it all. When it comes to faith, to being a children of God, we are really imperfect. So again, nobody's perfect is something that we hope you will, you know, you will find helpful. So again, the 7 ways are under the acronym or the acrostics of BELIEVE, BELIEVE. So let's first with the beginning, of course. Number one, let's see, begin the day with prayer. You wanna go first? So this is our topic for today. Is really, really sensitive, and we want to share this with you since it's start of the year, liturgical year, and it's Advent season. So again, if we begin the day with prayer, prayer doesn't mean have to be perfect and long. If you're not used to praying the moment you wake up, just say the words, and I quote, "Thank you, Lord, for another day," and this is actually a form of prayer already. So think about what's the first thing you do when you wake up. Is it to check your messages or your email? Is it to open a social media app? See if that's what you're doing. Perhaps it's time to at least do that once you open your eyes. You don't need to be in a kneeling position. You just need, just once you wake up, your mind is awakened, you're ready for the day, just say, "Thank you, Lord, for another day." That's already a form of prayer. That's recognizing that God is with you, recognizing God's presence in your life. So I hope I'm not lagging. Sis Belle, your turn.
Yes. So for me, if you're, this goes to the married people. If you're married, I suggest that you do this with your partner, like praying out loud, literally. It will be awkward at first,
But over time, you will get used to it. This simple routine sets the tone for the day. And what day is that? a day which is calm and light. So there, that's my extra tip for yes. those who have partners with them.
Agree. And for those who watch the news the moment they wake up, please don't do that. Just a tip. So another tip is using apps to help you. Actually, using apps these days is popular. So what we suggest is try an app, a Halo app or the Feast app to help you get started with your prayer routine. So I haven't tested the Feast app yet, but we are both sort of endorser. We're not earning anything. We're just really recommending Halo app. So feel free to check that app. I think it's in the description so that you can get, you know, you can try it for 3 months free. Actually, you don't even need to subscribe because what they have on a free version is enough for us to get started. So feel free to visit that. So the next one would be tip number 2 is to engulf yourself with the Word of God and ways to learn more about Him. There. Sis Belle, am I still lagging? Anyway, yep, I'm still delayed, I think. So we will continue. In my opinion, the only way for us to involve more God in our lives is to know more about Him. So for example, all of us have a best friend, right? All of us, even if we're married or not, we have a best friend. And if you're married, you have a spouse. So what's the reason they are best friends? Or he or she is your spouse. It's because we spend time with them. We get to know them. We feel their love and care for us. We dig in. We really want to get to know. Especially if you're, you know, getting married, you know that you are discerning about it, and you're having a big decision. It's the same thing when it comes to God. You cannot just say, I believe in God, and you do nothing about it, right? So truth be told, believing in God is not enough. It requires action. It requires habits. And us getting to know Him by listening to His Word, which is the Bible, understanding Him through others, or if there are any workshop, YouTube channel, there are so many videos that you know, sharing about Christ. You know, so understanding Him through others even are our ways to be closer to Him so that we will have the opportunity to get to know Him. So I hope, Sis Belle, your turn. My goodness, the lagging is. Please do pardon us.
Yes. I just hope that I'm not. Okay. Okay. I'll start. So sometimes we have this impression that the Bible won't have an impact on us anymore, especially if we think that we've already covered it from beginning to end. But this is not true. For example, I already know the Good Samaritan story by heart. But it's amazing how it leads to different reflections each time I read it. It's like the Bible gives us fresh perspectives depending on how we are feeling at a particular time, even if it's just reading the same verse. Mm. That's why part of my routine before listening to the gospel is to say these words, "Speak to me, Lord," and believe me, He will. through the gospel, through whatever Bible verse you read.
Yeah. Ooh, so Good Samaritan. When you shared that, I first remember is the prodigal son, because sometimes you think you are the eldest, the eldest son, and sometimes you think you are the prodigal son, or sometimes you think you are the prodigal father. Anyway, so that's, you know, that's how it changes the effect of these verses. Okay, so short tip, just open your Bible, start reading one verse per day. I mean, it couldn't hurt. Usually one verse is one sentence, so I think that's enough. You don't need a lot of time for that. And if you commit to a daily routine, and we encourage you to watch on YouTube or to listen using Halo, The Bible in a Year by Father Mike Schmitz. We highly encourage this, because after reading the reason we encourage you to do this is you are well guided. You're not reading the whole Bible on your own, because if you are joining this type of activity like The Bible in a Year, you are well guided from where you should actually start, because reading the Bible doesn't mean from page one to the end. It circles. It's complicated. So because you might misunderstood it. So the reason we encourage you to join The Bible in a Year by Father Mike Schmitz is after reading all the Bible verses, he is sharing with you about it more. His reflection, he's expounding on the Bible verses. Sometimes he share stories of the current situation when it was written. So we encourage you that. Or if you can, you can also attend the Bible study, or at least watch a video to get to know more about Jesus, to get to know more about God. So about just 30-minute video every week. That's something, you know, that you can do. See, the only 30 minutes per week. Anyway, but if you're Catholic, by the way, we encourage you to block a schedule and understand more about our faith and our faith in our Catholic faith. Again, with Father Mike Schmitz, and that activity is called Catechism in a Year. So, by the way, both of these are free. Okay. No payment, unless you want your own, you know, workbook, you want your own Bible. That's a different story, but everything is free. So just go to YouTube, look for Bible in a Year by Father Mike Schmitz or Catechism in a Year by Father Mike Schmitz. You will see that on YouTube or even in Halo there. Okay, so let's go to the third tip, which is look for someone or join a community with the same mindset. Is my statement correct here? So, look for someone or join a community with the same mindset. Oh my goodness. I think the lagging is worsening. Please do pardon us. Hold on. Let me just... Okay, I'll expound on the third way. The saying, birds of the same feather flock together, means something here. So make sure to, you know, to spread your wings with people who support you. So one of the reasons why people find it hard to include God in everything is because there are only a few people who do it publicly. So when we share about God, maybe we feel ashamed, or maybe we feel unworthy, or might be thinking what others are saying about us because we started sharing about God. So there are people who say we should not share Bible verses or stories about God because we also do wrong things. The fact of the matter is we are all sinners. Right, we are all sinners. That's why we need God all the more. So please don't be discouraged if there are people who are judging you by sharing about your faith, about your experience, about God, and all they can see is what you did wrong, what I did wrong. So just feel free to share about God. Again, if a sick person needs a doctor to be healed, you know, sinners like us need Jesus to be saved. So, to be less of a sinner, we need God, because we really cannot do it on our own. So I hope Sis Belle will be able to share on time and I'm not lagging anymore. But let's see, she's blurry.
What I will share is just an additional insight or a disclaimer about this. Can you hear me, sis?
Yes, go ahead.
Test mic. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. But I lost your camera, your video.
Okay. So this is just an additional insight or a disclaimer about this point. When you find your tribe, this is just an additional insight or a disclaimer about this point. When,
oh my God. What is happening to us? My goodness. Every time we talk something about this.
Okay.
Lord.
There. How about?
There.
Oh no.
Go ahead. It's... We're good.
Okay. Okay, so again, this is just an additional insight or a disclaimer about this point. When you find your tribe of believers, this doesn't mean that we should stop interacting with people who, quote-unquote, don't believe. Give them a taste of God's love, rather, by being conscious on how we represent Christ through our daily actions. I think I read a quote somewhere which says, "You might be the only Bible some people read. So take every opportunity to reflect what the Bible has taught you. Imagine you driving a car and cutting or cursing someone on the road in the middle of traffic. How could that other driver feel when he sees a Jesus is Lord sticker at the back of your car?"
Oh,
so things like that. We really have to be conscious on how we act or behave, especially in public, because people see us and, you know, it's really hard to shake off those impressions, especially if they see something that somehow represents the church or the community that we belong to. So there.
Yeah, just a quick thought. The reason the evil is always making it easy for you, for us, to do something bad. You know, they give us easy access to it. That's why sometimes we do it, you know, on the spot. So that's why we need to always, you know, take a breath or, you know, reflect or think, pause before we do things, because that's the right thing to do. Okay, just again, we also need, just as in freelancing or in the virtual assistant community, we also need to surround ourselves with like-minded people. So, Freelancers with Faith, by the way, we have a Facebook group called Freelancers with Faith. Our Facebook group is open for you. So we are here if you need a community that's ready to listen and not judge you. If you need prayer requests, if you want to open up, we are here to listen there. So we are down to our fourth way. My goodness. Let's see. The fourth way is, of course, I, which is interact with God everything you do. After all, He is your friend. So we are a friend of God, as Israel Houghton said. Anyway, if you achieved a goal with your work, so this is how you do it, I think. If you achieve a goal with your work, thank God. If you're frustrated, talk to God. If you're angry, run to God. If you don't know what to do, leave up everything to God. If you're sad, ask God to embrace you. Again, God is always here for us. I'm sure with every situation you're in or you're going through or you will go through in the future, God will always be there for you. There. Sis Bed, your turn.
Yes, and to expound on that point, if you're a visual person, perhaps you're just like me, try to see God in everything. So what I mean by this is like when you're walking, or you're riding a bus, take a look at the world around you. Look up, be amazed at the clouds, the green trees that line up your street, or listen to the birds chirping. Nature is one way to feel His presence. Ooh. So there.
Oh, Sis Belle feels that recently.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. It's hard to feel down if you try to look up. Literally do that. Try that experiment, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
When you're feeling sad, look up. Just tilt your head. And it's really hard to be sad.
I think there is a saying that, you know, stop and smell the flowers. Is that it? Actually, just do that, you know. Not necessarily you need to look for flowers. It's just, it means stop and, you know, take a breath or look up, as Isabel has said, you know. Or just, you know, feel the fresh air, especially if you're around the nature. Oh my goodness, I miss that. Anyway, so we are done with our last two. So the fifth way is E, which is entrust everything to God. Okay, so when you feel like you've done your part and gave everything you can, leave the rest to God. Surrender your worries and goals to God. In my opinion and experience, our part is only 1%. God does the 99%. Because if He wills it for us, everything will flow smoothly. Oh my goodness. I've been a witness to that. So have faith that whatever happens, it will always be for our own good. There. Sis Belle?
Yes, so this is somehow related to my first sharing about feeling a sense of calm after you pray. Trust that God, though it's not always that obvious, He is always working for you behind the scenes. So it's a muscle that we need to exercise more daily. muscle.
I think this is the right time to share about Father Mike. I haven't finished yet actually, but there's a Father Mike Smith, by the way, if we keep on mentioning him, is an American priest from Minnesota, and I think he's heading, I'm not sure what's the exact position is, but he is under a school. So I think the students are really blessed to have him. So he always have this under the Ascension Press YouTube channel, or Sundays with Ascension. So the Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year is under the Ascension Press. So he always give, you know, a good homily. He always share things in a polite way. I think that's because I think he's a Minnesota local. I guess. Anyway, so I want to share with you his sermon, his homily last Sunday, which I think will support this fifth tip. So I think I'll share it now. I will try. I'm not sure if I can share. I will try. Hold on. My goodness, I hope I share it right. This will only take, 10, 15 minutes? Hold on. I haven't tested sharing. Sorry, hold on. Okay. I forgot that I'm using a new computer, not necessarily a new computer. Okay. Let me see if I can share my entire screen instead. Hold on, let me find. Hold on. Okay. Here. This is Father Mike Schmitz. I hope you can hear him. Let's see. Let me know, Sisbel, if you will hear, if you can hear his voice. I'll share it. Ah, it doesn't share. Hold on. Share a tab instead. Okay, hold on. I will share a tab. I will have to open it. Give me a few moments. So let's move on to the tip number 6, which is validate decision to God. So Sisbel, can you share something first? I'll prepare the video.
Okay, so for this 6th point, this is just another disclaimer that we don't mean that we stop working and just wait for God's signs. You know, what's the typical sign that some people are asking? A red flower, a rainbow. Not trusting that he's already leading you to the right decision. So you just have to take that action or leap of faith. So that's my sharing, sis.
Okay, for me, hold on, let me go back to my cheat sheet. Learn to love silence. Let go and let God speak to you. So when validating decisions, sometimes we can't hear God because our minds are too busy. Aside from the technical, too noisy around, we think of things too much that there's no room for God's voice to enter. So God's validation not only comes from Him, but also to those people you trust. So we don't need to technically hear like, Connie, listen to me, this is God. So you won't really hear God in that way, but you will hear Him from people who care about you. So God brings people to help you out, and God speaks through others too. And of course, if you see that everything is going smoothly, that means you're already on the right path. There. Let's just finish the tip, and then I'll try again to share Father Mike's homily. But if not, let's find another way. Anyway, so the 7th tip is, as we begin, let's go back to our first 6 tips. So number 1 is begin the day with prayer. 2nd one is to engulf yourself with the Word of God and ways to learn more about Him. Number 3 is to look for someone or join a community with the same mindset. Number 4 is to interact with God everything you do. After all, He is your friend. And 5th tip is entrust everything to God. By the way, with the capital T-O, that means to God, everything to God, not for God, not with God, to God. I hope you know the difference between those. I'm not sure what. What's the right term? Is that prepositions or something? Anyway, the 6th tip is validate decision to God. And of course, the last but not the least way to include God in everything is as you begin your day with prayer and your day with prayer. See? And your day with prayer. So if you begin your day with, thank you, Lord, for another day, you can also say the same prayer. Thank you for today. And before you go to bed, I've heard like Jesus is a prayer. So we're not making these things complicated. You can start with Jesus when you pray. You can start just pausing, you know, breathing. So, Sisbel, your turn.
I hope that this works. So for me, for number 7, another way is to you may follow the
just too much. So let's see if I can share Father Mike's homily. If not, we will just share with you the link in the description. Father Mike, just the highlight of his homily, not all of it, because Father Mike gives a 20-minute long 20-minute homily. So I'm sharing with you just the part that we needed to hear. I needed to hear, you need to hear, all of us need to hear. So hopefully this will work. Give me a few minutes to set it up. Pardon me, I lost my phone. I dropped it somewhere and I can't see it right now. But rest assured that your comments are... We appreciate your comments, your thoughts, so feel free to share with us.
This is important, especially for any of us who are trapped in main character syndrome, which might be all of us, with this desire, I need to control, I need to produce, I need to be perfect. To realize that the secret, the first posture every one of us needs to have before God is 6 words. You are God. I am not. The freedom that is found for so many people in those 6 words. Again, if we don't have these 6, right, if we don't have this posture before God himself, we don't have this posture before the main character, the Lord God himself, we will not get any part of our spiritual life right. In fact, we need this if we want freedom. We need this if we want peace. We need this if we actually want a relationship with God. These 6 words, you are God and I am not. You are God, I am not. The pressure to be perfect, you are God, I am not. The pressure to control all the events in our lives, you are God, I am not. The pressure to change the world, 6 words, you are God, I am not. The pressure to balance everything or to fix everyone in your life, I'll fix all the relationships, you are God, and I am not. The pressure to have all the answers. You can escape that pressure by those 6 words, you are God, I am not. And this is in the gospel today too, right? In the gospel, what does Jesus say? He says, be awake.
Remember these 6 words that like, Father Mike
watch.
Said.
And what does that mean other than beware, live.
Sorry, it was now playing. Anyway, just to continue, the highlight of Father Mike Smith's homily is all about remembering. In a story, he was sharing about the main character in a story. So we are not the main character. So let's just remember that God is God and we are not. So every time we go through things and we are having trials or we feel pressured in everything that we do, whether in work or in personal life, remember that God is God and we are not. So you are God. When you pray to God, you just tell God you are God and I am not. So every situation you can just apply. It's better when it's not lagging. So maybe I'll update the link in the description so that I can share with you the homily. But oh my goodness, I'm not sure what happened. I think it's the app. I don't know, or maybe it's the sensitivity of the topic. But to finish this session, I think, what time is it? Oh, it's 2:14 already. So, to finish this session, I'll just share what Sisbel was about to share with you, because we also, I think, freelancing with faith, we decided to have, as Catholics, we also have a patron saint. And Saint Ignatius is the saint that we chose. And Saint Ignatius, Ignatius has a 5-step daily examen. This is on how you end your prayer. So I'll share it shortly. The first one is to become aware of God's presence. So imagine yourself being with God. Imagine yourself being with you. So the second one is review the day with gratitude. This is some tips on what you do at the end of your day, how to end your day with a prayer. So the second one is review the day with gratitude. So you have to thank God for everything. Number three is pay attention to your emotions. This takes a lot of practice, believe me, because during this 5-step daily examen, you will get distracted. We know that. But keep on doing what you need to do. So the fourth one is choose one feature of the day and pray from it. And the fifth one is look toward tomorrow. That's what Sis Belle is about to share. But I'm not sure why. I can see you. She might be inside this room. I don't know what's happening. But I'm going to finish. So my last thoughts and advice is, I think it was Father Mike Smith who said that our relationship with God is personal. It will always be personal, but is not private. Okay? Our relationship with God is personal, but is not private. For me, it means as children of God, we are obliged, meaning we are responsible, and this is not optional. So we are obliged to share more about God. How He blesses us, how He provides for us, how He changes our lives. I will say it one more time that showing up about God is not a religious thing. It is part of who we are. So don't mind what others are saying. Again, these ways that we share with you are just suggestions to get started. No need to do it all at once. Just do it one way or one step at a time. And then create a habit out of it so that soon it will be automatic. It's like a muscle memory, or it's already in your mindset that you include God in everything you do. So I think I'm having problems with my computer, my goodness. So if you want to start your own virtual assistant business, go ahead and visit conniezabala.com.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.